Yo, it's your boy Rob, and you're listening to Radio Dakota. Easy.
Black House Talk.
Black House Talk. What's good?
Black House Talk. Yes, sorry, that was my bad.
All right, cool. So today we have how should I introduce you, bro?
Yeah, use my real name. It's all good. Just Suisse is fine.
All right, cool. We have a very ambitious person, somebody who doesn't spy me on levels, but he doesn't know this. And like, I remember what was it, fresh out of high school, this man goes and opens a club, bro.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
And that was another
hustle. Yeah, I've got another couple of hustles running right now, which are actually coming together. That unfortunately didn't come together as I thought it needed. Needed experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as well, the process of doing it is experience as well.
True. You could say since then I've done a whole lot in terms of the club scene. But yeah, it is what it is.
Naeem Blue, you haven't introduced him properly.
Alright, cool. Okay. Yes, he's an entrepreneur, and I say the word entrepreneur because I can't just limit you to one aspect, because like there's the club thing which I've mentioned, there's a whole movement, like you're basically pushing Beast Rand forward more than anybody else, so basically that is your baby, from my knowledge at least. We have Sviso.
Hey, hello to everybody who's listening out there. Yeah, Beast Rand is my baby. 100%.
For people who don't know what Beast Rand is, just give a brief overview of what it is.
Well, basically, Beast Rand is a movement to promote the artists from this side and the lifestyle from this side. You know, we've got our own it's our own record label, photography and filmmaking, which it supplements everything else. You know, everything else just supposed to work together.
It's like a mini
and a clothing. And a clothing line, by the way.
Yeah, there's a clothing line as well. It's some dope hoodies. And so, wait, how many mixed? Okay, cool. So, in terms of Beast Rand, the record label, what has been done so far? Because, like, I'm aware of the mixtape.
No, you see, the mixtape. I didn't release the mixtape. Yeah, a lot of things were not coming together. I had all the artists, I had all the tracks, everybody signed over their tracks, but the movement was not where I needed it to be, you know. But now we've got an artist named Remy Johnson who does amazing things.
Yeah, I was listening to some of the stuff yesterday. It's fire.
No, thank you for that. I'm sure I'll sure to pass on the message.
Wait. I'm following on Spotify now.
So are you also a musician, or are you just a business guy?
Oh, once upon a time I was a musician in high school.
Used to be a rapper.
Yeah. But I realized there's more money in making people famous than being famous.
You just want to make stars.
No, I'm hungry for power. I'll put it that way.
Okay, so you fuck the stars, you just want the money and the power and the bitches to take it.
Those have always been there. Don't have to worry about those. I got them when I was broke.
Whoa. you deserve a thunder first for that.
Really? We need to call you to order with these sound effects.
You're too far.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. So, what's up? What do y'all really want to ask me? Now, there's certain questions that are burning, I'm sure.
Dude,
I just want to know. With it, okay, you're always like, and I take it survival mode. So, how are you faring out in this time? Are you like actually like feeling the pinch, or are you like, this is how I thrive? Because you seem to be like one of those people that just like thrive off of a everybody feeling miserable and, you know.
No. Look, the honest truth is that everybody's feeling a pinch. As a people, we were never prepared for such a pandemic, you know. The whole country's feeling a pinch, but mentally, it's just making me focused on my next venture after the lockdown. But yeah, everybody feeling a pinch.
Yeah. No, most definitely. And how are you mitigating it? Are you able to actually work from home, or are you just like literally waiting for everything to be lifted?
Okay, well, I do go to work. Fortunately, we didn't shut down. We're not allowed to shut down the things that we do, you know. But on a personal level, my business has halted. Like, I can't do anything. It gives me the chance to actually call people, communicate with people who I'm going to be working with afterwards. You know, on any other time, those people wouldn't have time for me, or it would be hard to even get a meeting or to get a sit down. But now, you know, someone has got time. You know, he's probably at home. He's probably wondering what to do. He can take that call. He can answer that email, and just putting everything in line.
So it's a good time basically to make those calls and try build those communication lines, which were normally hard to do when lockdown's not happening.
Yeah, I think so. You know, look, as if I'm communicating with another businessman, it has its challenges, but now it's more easier. If I'm communicating with probably let's say an influencer. Now, when I say influencer, I'm putting that in inverted brackets. Mm. On any other day, that so-called influencer will be stuck up. It's too easy. But now that influencer realizes, hey, I need to put my ducks in a row. Whoever wants to work with me, we could come together and have an arrangement, you know, because in future, this could be beneficial. You know, they just realize now that, look, this whole influencer thing, brands are catching up now. You know, brands are realizing that people are not really influencers. They're going on Instagram Live with 10 people watching.
How is that now?
You
don't have an influencer and they call themselves influencers. The number
you got 100,000. You got 100,000 followers, but 10,000 viewers. So that means you're not influencing. People are just perving. There's a difference.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. This is true.
Yeah, we're perving. Niggas like to look at booty. You're posting booty. Okay, you're an influencer. We're going to carry on watching the booty. But not necessarily, we don't care what your opinion is.
Yeah. Especially at certain times. Sometimes you need to shut up. That's what happened in America. All the American celebrities were told to shut up. Well, we don't need you. We need doctors. We need nurses. Shut up. We don't care. Because they're all like on some, oh, hope you guys are safe, and pushing on a yacht. So you tone deaf motherfucker.
Yeah, look. Hey, you see, with that part, I don't know what to say, man. People earn their money. They're hustled. Let them enjoy it. But you can't lie to us and tell us you're an influencer. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but the whole influencer thing is actually, it's messed up the media industry quite a lot though, like in terms of
people are lazy. That's why it messed up the media industry.
Yes and no. It's it's complicated when
I think the people at the top want something that's going to make them money fast and follow.
Yeah,
true. Look,
so it's lazy. It's down to laziness. They don't want to think beyond
with media. Remember, look at it this way. With media is not owned. It's not owned by black people in this country. Yeah. Right. So now when they see a black person who's famous without talent, like Bonang, like Boite and stuff like that, brands jump on them. You understand? They just jump on them because they realize, no, these people can get people talking, but they try to give them a talent. They try to make them like,
but they fight hard.
you know, because at the end of the day, we don't run the media. So now the people who run the media don't understand the culture, but they're willing to pump money into people who also are not part of the culture, who want to come in and pretend to be part of the culture.
Yeah, you know, and Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo, who's this other guy? Flo Rida.
Hey, bro, Flo Rida is like the most annoying. I'm sorry to anybody who likes Flo Rida out there.
By the way, they've got a song together. It was the worst thing I've ever saw on TV.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's this part of my brain which, you know the trash bin which automatically deletes after like 30 minutes? That's where they live.
Yeah, no, like, no. But you see, gentlemen, to be honest with you, I'm proud of what you guys are doing, actually. Because we need to own the space. We need to own our own voice, you know. I'm sure I don't listen to radio anymore. I don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nope. Nobody does. Oh, a lot of people do, but nobody does at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the problem is I think especially people like us who are in entertainment, we're losing focus. In primary school, they used to have these promotional days. Basically, a brand will come promote their product.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So now they'll have this. I remember Capri Sun, like the Capri Sun guy will come, hand out free Capri Suns, and then it'll be like a big fun day and stuff like that. Next week they're selling that stuff at the tuck shop, and that Capri Sun. Because they got you in primary school, it stays with you until after high school.
For life.
you see? So now, but when we market our product and our brand, the sad thing is that we market to our age group. We market to an older
audience. To people, you know, who've already found their brands that they're loyal to.
Yeah. We're trying to validate ourselves amongst our own peers, instead of targeting the
youth,
kids in primary school, like, yo,
that goes back to down to being lazy and people not wanting to build. There's this, and I think I've said this to like some of my older bros who I speak to. With you, the only difference between your generation and ours is TV. People think you just go into the studio, you record, you come out, and you're a hit maker. Like, people literally believe that because it's what they saw on TV. You know, that's just like one aspect out of it. And they don't want to sit down, go and sell their music or push their shit at these little parties outside.
College.
They don't want to build an audience from scratch. They want to just plug into the followers, the what. They'll build a following, but nobody cares about you. They just like how you dress. Your music sucks. So you can't understand that from a digital point of view. You need to be out on the streets and do the digital thing. So, like, people are lazy to build that shit.
Yeah, like, look, honestly, most people who are not necessarily in the business of whatever business it is, they don't understand it. They just assume it's easy. Like, why don't you get your stuff on radio? Wait, what the hell you mean, why don't I? Of course I want to. There's hoops I gotta jump through, you know? But me, with people, with artists, if someone says they're making music, I'm like, all right, cool, great, make music. Let me know how that goes, you know? I leave them. They must go through all
the fire.
Yeah. And then if he's extra stubborn and he's really good, sign him to one of my contracts. I sign him under, I take his publishing, and we'll see where we go from there. Sure. I know it sounds bad, but... business.
But it's a supply chain in music, like Shandu. Like, it has to be that person that gets the music to these people that pay for you to make the music.
Yeah.
Most artists don't even understand publishing rights, bro.
And that's my thing. How do you go into something and say I wanna do this and not study it at any basic level and not try to understand it and understand how you make a plan to get where you wanna go? Because you can say, I want to be a musician, but I need to plot a plan. But no, I don't know.
But remember, I think Lauryn Hill said it on her Unplugged album, is that making music, coming up with a song is not easy. And she was like, she's tired of making it look easy. You know, people should know that actually writing a song and putting together something is a lot of hard work. But now, what's being sold on TV and in mainstream media is that this shit's easy. You know, we just wake up and do it.
That's
the problem. Most kids, they look at this, they're like, ah, music is easy. All I gotta do is be talented, yo.
How many times talented have you been burn out on their way to like trying to like make it? Like,
It's what people burn out because they don't understand the a real amount of work it actually takes and the real amount of knowledge it actually takes to become a big artist.
I can give you an example of an artist who's had a career, it's almost going to 30 years, right? And he's average. And I think the reason why he's made so much money is because he understands the business of music. Who's this? Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Like, when's the last time you had a hit?
Fabulous is average. He probably only had one hit his whole career. But yeah, this guy, he's had a career that's lasted over 20 years.
Yeah.
No? All because he understands the business of music.
And he's playing it the right way. Yeah. Like, music is, it's quite in depth though. Because, okay, cool. So for me, I just dropped my first EP.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so like this first EP is more of a passion project, right? So I had no intentions of trying to push it to radio and so forth. It's just putting it out there because there's a few songs which it's all intimate and shit. But there's other songs where I'm like, okay, cool. This has got some commercial viability. It's got potential. So I'm like, do research. I'm like, oh, Samro's been screwing over artists in terms of not paying. So I'm like, I'm not going to join a South African performance PRO. So I'm like, okay, cool. I've joined ASCAP now. I've officially got everything sorted. So all my songs will be registered internationally. And there's a whole American company that will handle all my other ish. And I'm like, all the stuff is a headache, bruh. Like, it's a headache. But if you're not willing to put in the time, like, there's so many places where you can get screwed over easily.
I say, dude, you know, like, if you really have a passion for music, go through the headache because you're probably going through it so someone doesn't have to go through it. You know, you're probably gonna
end up being
a record executive. You know, which is not a bad idea. You know, learning the hard way is always the best way, no matter what anyone says.
Yeah,
and sometimes the hard way is just reading.
It's what?
It's just reading.
Yeah, true. But prof, look, dude, since it's your passion project, you into filmmaking. Do your music justice. Shoot some footage, you know? Give the music some life. You have to. You're not doing it for anybody to get famous. But make sure it's a complete project, you know, with visuals and everything.
Yeah, I hear you. We're working on this with Celo right here. He's actually also a cinematographer and an editor.
Yeah. No. That means I'm gonna holler at you guys a lot for my coming project.
All this work.
But the coming project is going to yield a lot of profits. Let's put it that way.
It's an investment. Yeah. You're spending a lot of time on it. Are you working with just one artist or a bunch?
No. Okay, let me rephrase it. When I mean coming project, I mean a venture.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is entertainment venture.
No, it's not entertainment. I'm trying to push I'm trying to push double platinum numbers every 6 months.
Wow,
that's the type of sales I'm trying to push.
Goddamn,
you're probably wondering what am I pushing?
Yeah,
I got my own gin brand.
I.
It's okay.
So
is it made here? Is it made internationally? Are you importing?
No. The distillery is here in SA.
Yeah.
Right now, there's a certain distillery I'm working with, but the plan is next year to actually take over all means of production. You know, I'll be sharing profits right now. You know, because the distillery needs to get paid for their work, and I need to get paid for what I do. But once I own my own distillery machines, then cut them out.
Then it's on.
Yeah.
Caesar, every time. I don't know if you remember this conversation we had way back then. I think it was some house party, I can't remember. And I was like to you, I'm like, you're one of the few people from the East which I expect to be a millionaire. And it doesn't matter when it happens, eventually it's going to happen.
I'm also pushing.
It was at Zweli's party. And at the same time, I was like, there's this part of you where you don't want to take in all the props because of the fact that you're worried that it's going to make you stagnant. So it's like, yeah, I hear you, prof, but I don't want to hear you because I'm not there.
Yeah, dude, you know, look, to be honest with you, the last few years, maybe the last 10 years, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
I've basically tried to stay out of the microscope. You know, I don't want to be seen. You won't see me at certain parties with certain people around the neighborhood. You know, it gave me time to grow, you know. And when you're surrounded by people from your own neighborhood who know you from get go, who always see certain things within you, you get lost in the sauce. You end up not finding your niche. You end up not finding that thing that's gonna push you to do things. That thing that's gonna say, no, once I've accomplished A, B, C, D, wait a minute, I could carry on. You know,
yeah.
Instead of relaxing, but if you're surrounded by your friends from high school too much, you drown in the sauce. You know, you end up forgetting.
Especially if you're not growing, your friends from high school, you have to cut some of them. So some of them are not going to grow with you, and unfortunately, that's just how it is. And you need to shed off the weight.
Yeah, look, that I believe, and sometimes you find that we as friends we go our separate ways, right? We all have certain dreams and we know each other's dreams, right?
Yeah.
While we're together, those dreams are not being accomplished. As soon as we separate, we somehow accomplish those dreams. We're not saying that we're not friends. We're still friends, right? Because I see it now with my friends. You know, we spend less time together, but everybody is doing what they always said they were going to be doing.
Yeah. This I agree with.
I know, Prof. You've seen what Thabo and Sugar are doing.
No, I haven't. Like
they basically they own a film production company.
Oh yeah, in terms of the films they've been doing.
Yeah. You know, that's something that they've always said they're going to be doing. Lutuka always said he's going to be acting.
Oh yeah, and I didn't even know Lutuka was acting until I saw the trailer on Thabo's Insta, and I was like, oh damn, this is so sick.
Lutuka has been acting. He's done. I think a couple of series that you know those ones that come on at 8:30. Yeah,
dude. Yeah, you know what the problem is? People who make TV don't watch TV.
Yeah. Some of us only watch sports, so
how are you feeling with no sports on TV?
What?
How are you feeling with no sports on TV?
No, dude, it is what it is, you know. People are panicking, people are scared of dying, and like they're not gonna die anytime soon, so you gotta let people be, you know.
It's funny. He's like, Sviso is like, what level are you on? What do you call this? This Call of Duty, bro.
I'm on 105.
Yeah, that's I'm like, that's what's happened with all the time that's gone to sports.
Yeah, no. Every time I come back from work, I'm on Call of Duty. I'm trying to enter the tournament they're talking about. But yeah, people are actually playing with joysticks.
Gonna be hard to win. Yeah, one of them is in this podcast.
But it's how you feel, hey. Sometimes the joystick is not gonna cut it for a certain match. You gotta throw it aside and go with that touchscreen.
No, touchscreen jams. Joystick don't jam.
I see. What are you playing on?
I'm playing on my phone, dude.
Oh, that's what.
You need to get an iPad or something.
iPad.
That's who you're competing against. For real, though.
Night issue, all of it.
Gentlemen, wait. Gentlemen, listen. I wanna talk to you guys about something.
Yes.
None of you guys have criminal records, right?
No.
Okay. I know that's a weird question.
But no, it's not. It just makes sense in terms of international business, right?
International business and a simple thing. How come none of you have actually tried to get your gun license?
Oh, I'm still like dealing with like, you know, the gun thing. I like guns, but like, you know, I still need to go through the whole process and go shoot and stuff. The last time I was at a range, I was shooting a camera. And they're like, do you want to shoot? I'm like, no. I just wasn't ready. I think next time I'll pick it up.
Cool. Look, now I'm curious as to where this question is coming from. Let's go.
Look, dude. Look, first of all, you need to be able to protect your family, your kids, and the woman that you love. Right? You can't have, number one, anybody coming into your house while you are there. Number two, the world that we live in, people... You are a black man. You are not loved. If you are not able to protect yourself and your community, that what does that make you? You know, that makes you useless.
M4.
Can you get one?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, what they say is that rifles and semi-automatic rifles are illegal if you are not part of a shooting club. Basically, but with the shooting club, you need to go to tournaments every month and post your scores. But there's no black people who own shooting clubs. There's a loophole around that. You register your own security company at CIRA. You pay X amount fee every year. Now that you have a security company, you're allowed to have semi-automatics and rifles in your arsenal.
So your loophole is to create a whole security company.
You don't create a security company. You create a company which is a security company. You don't necessarily need to be a successful one. I've got a company which just haven't had any contracts. That's it.
It's not illegal to not have contracts.
No, not illegal for your business to be struggling.
Yeah.
and that business is sole responsibility to protect you and your family.
Yeah. And dude, the reason why I mentioned that is to basically, there's a certain mentality we need to change. We need to protect our own. We need to buy our own. And I said, because right now there's a lockdown. Why are we struggling? It's because we in our back garden we don't plant our own vegetables.
We're not growing our own food.
Like if you had chickens running around in the back garden, like maybe four, do you realize that every morning you have eggs without fail? Every morning you have eggs without fail. Should you need to get a chicken, you let a few grow and slaughter a few. You could be planting veggies and fruits in your back garden. you know, right now the world is taking care of each other. These big companies that are making trillions on our continent, they don't care.
I don't know, you able to do the stuff you're talking about, like even in your own flat, just for like you and your person right now before you get the big land. There's like actual technology where you can grow like tomatoes, stuff like that in your kitchen by an app.
Exactly, but our heads are not there. You know, we want to go buy stuff, go with, you know, we want to look cool, we want to look successful. Well, at the end of the day, it don't matter. Are you eating? Is your family safe?
Where do you think it comes from?
What?
You're looking successful. That's what you find a lot of people actually do. Looking, maintaining successful.
It's a church thing.
So, church has pushed away us arming ourselves and us being able to feed ourselves.
It's an enemy. It's an enemy of the people.
That's why they fed it to people.
Look, let me put it this way. Africa was doing well. Africa was prosperous before the Abrahamic faiths came to this continent. Ever since we adopted the Abrahamic faiths, what's been happening is that we've been in poverty, we've been slaughtered, we've been in slavery.
Ever since we
adopted something which does not belong to us. Once you pray to an entity which is not of your entity, that entity only. Yes, when you pray to something, you give that thing power, but if it's not an entity of yours, it basically takes the power that you've given it to, and gives it
to its own.
Yes.
Wasted energy, almost.
Yeah, that's how it works. Why else would, if you're praying to an entity which is not African, why else would it protect Africa? There's proof. A case study says it's not working out for us.
Yeah, well, you don't have to look far. You just have to critically look at the world.
Yeah.
And
or,
dude, like, I remember I was having a conversation where somebody's like, no, I want to leave Africa. I'm like, bruh. And go away. You're gonna get shot in America.
Yeah.
Like, where are black people treated fine? Like, dude, like we treat each other like shit, and white people treat us worse.
Dude, like, you know, in terms of, do you know that Ghana and South Korea got independence on the same year?
Yeah, damn. But it's our fucking leaders, man. They just get so greedy. And it just fucks up the whole plan always. That's the story of
our leaders. Yeah. You say our leaders.
Look, the people who make the decisions that are supposed to lay down the plan of the people.
Let me be radical, right? Yeah. First of all, I feel sorry for our leaders, right? Because now imagine you're sitting there, someone says, here's 600 million cash. Or here's 600 million in the bank account in Switzerland. Just make sure you maintain the status quo. Put yourself in a position when you were being bribed like that.
I know, but
it's not easy. Hold on. Let me continue. No, listen. You're only saying that now because you're not in that situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like everybody's got a price. But yeah.
My thing is, we need to start our own secret organizations. Basically, we have an agenda. We are going to achieve it, whatever it takes. That's it. Like right now, if there was a group of black elites, someone should have shot Bill Gates long time ago. Someone should have killed him. Because guaranteed that if you as a black man you are being troublesome, there are other secret organizations who are putting a contract.
Yeah, they'll make sure that it's over. Like, you get gone.
You get sorted. We need to start, especially our age group. We need to start building our own secret organizations where people are initiated, where people are trained to think a certain way, and nothing comes above the organization.
I agree.
Then, yeah,
Yeah, we do whatever it takes. Yeah, we do whatever it takes for the content. Like right
basically,
now,
basically, there's a blueprint, and if you dishonor this blueprint, you will be dealt with.
Exactly. Right now, I've got a list of a hundred CEOs and their companies.
Well, is it just me? Oh, damn.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The whole global warming thing could be sorted out with someone.
You disappeared for a second.
Yeah.
You disappeared after
you
said
you, hear me now?
You have a list of 100 names.
Yes, I'm saying there's 100 names of people who are responsible for global warming and their companies, all the big major oil and petrol companies.
Yeah.
We as black people know marching doesn't solve anything. When I sort global warming out, someone should shoot all these 100 people, kill all of them, and anybody who, think about it, and anybody who follows.
Yeah, Oguti, it wasn't a problem of no, we can't do it. It's like in just general, it's like we're not gonna do it.
Exactly. So now, if someone started systematically killing these people, do you really think anybody would want to work for an oil company?
No, this is true.
If I kill the CEO, the person who's coming next is going to get killed too.
Yeah, this is what in real, like we need real world villains.
Yeah.
It's like, based honestly, on your Facebook status.
we know what needs to be done to sort out the world, to basically make sure people live in harmony. You know, we know what needs to be done, but people are purposely putting obstacles in front of progress. For how long are we gonna talk about actually moving ahead as a species, as human beings? Are we gonna, like, we're basically having the same conversations, we're basically struggling with the same things that people in the 1960s were struggling with. That's what's going on right now.
Police brutality,
corruption, hunger, like these.
Yeah,
these
like we haven't pushed forward as humanity.
Yeah, we haven't done anything when there's an entire universe to explore, you know. But then again, I believe that when a person is hungry, a person can't focus on being great.
They can't think.
Maslow's hierarchy. Really.
Sorry, prof, you can speak?
No, I was saying Maslow's hierarchy, where enlightenment is all the way at the top, and at the bottom is just food and shelter, and black people are bouncing between food and shelter. So expecting us to be able to think beyond today, now, is a lot.
Yeah, dude, like, you know what, man? It's hard, but we must try at the end of the day, you know? Just because something is hard, we don't try, but it's not easy, you know?
I mean, watch, I mean, it seems impossible until it's done.
You know, it's just that there's a, as a people, there's, and when I say people, I'm not necessarily talking about every human being. I'm talking about us black people. There's a lot of obstacles. There's a lot of mental barriers that we need to overcome.
It's true.
I don't even know. Sometimes I feel discouraged. Like, I don't even understand why aren't we pushing forward? And I'm always gonna go back and blame the church. Right now, Prof, do you know? Okay, you probably know your grandparents, right?
I know my grandmothers.
Huh?
I didn't get to meet my grandfathers. Well,
but you know their name. You know their names, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but now here's the thing. We are at a time where we can record our family histories and our family stories, right? But our elders are not doing that. Our elders are not writing anything down about our family members. about who's who lives where, who does what. Our elders are quiet. You only find out certain things, a little bit of information when our
accident.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Now, for me, that starts with denounce your ancestors and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Now,
the thing,
now,
I get the dynamics of what you're saying. Because there's, I don't know, if, what's the name? I can't remember, where she says, basically what religion rocks up and tells you that all your ancestors are Satanists because of what they practiced. This is the way. So basically you come from a bloodline of Satanists. And that, at the core, I get what you're saying. And because I understand that, it's hard for me to argue against it.
Yeah, like, dude, I have got proof of I've got proof that of my ancestors. I've got physical proof of a lineage of my ancestors going back 18 centuries, even more.
18 centuries.
I've got proof. You're probably wondering what kind of proof. Share with us, because we also don't
share,
have.
Share, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you got like 200 years back, bro.
Look, I don't have proof. I don't have proof of a Jesus. I've got proof of my ancestry. The proof of my ancestry is the blood that runs through my veins. The amount of people that had to live, that had to do great for me to be here is proof of their existence.
Yeah.
So now, how could you ask me to believe in someone who probably didn't exist, who's from the Middle East? How do you ask me to believe in him when I don't even have proof of the existence? I got proof of my entire lineage, my entire ancestry running through my veins. So now you need to understand, once you are told to do something as evil as denounce your ancestry, it means denounce yourself, denounce what keeps you connected to your maker.
Yeah.
You understand? Now, once you denounce who you are and you denounce your roots, how are you going to stand up as a tree? And that's what's going on in the entire of Africa.
This is true, though.
Yeah, this is why our continent is not prosperous, because of that. As I said earlier on, South Korea and Ghana got independence in the same year. The difference is South Korea kept their religion. That's the difference. Yeah. South Korea kept their religion. They didn't. Their souls were not colonized. Now, when you look at Ghana, it's a Muslim and Christian and Christian country, but because that's not who we are, that's not part of our roots, we can't be prosperous.
And that's very true. But you need to know who you are before you can go forward. And that's
cool. Yeah, and the honest truth is that, yes, most of us don't necessarily know exactly who we are, as in we know information, but you must know that you're not that. That way, even if it means you building your own culture again, starting from scratch, because that's what we are going to do now. If we let go of all this nonsense, we are going to start from scratch and build a new culture and build a new way of seeing ourselves, a new way of loving ourselves. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, because what that can only start happening when people are not too hungry to focus on it.
Yes. That's another thing.
Because you're stuck in poverty. It's like, yeah, bruh, me, I'm going to this thing they keep telling me about and I'm going to fast and pray and my situation's going to change, and you perpetually get sold the same thing until... you die. So in a sense, it's almost like you've been pacified. But at the same time, as Black people, our strongest institution is the church, except it's been messed up by corruption. Because I can't remember what book I was reading. It's dominantly about the Negro and the church and the role that it played in terms of uplifting Black people and giving back to the Black community. And
just my, look, I see that.
Yeah,
I say that was the cloak and dagger.
But that's not the case anymore, though, Because like right now, a church currently has, in the way that it exists, is the only institution which people give to that does not give back to the people.
Well, the church gave like 1 million for solidarity fund.
It's a cloak in cloak and dagger, dude. Like, my thing is that if something starts off as evil, right? The way something is introduced to a people, if it's introduced through torture, rape, slavery, murder, genocide, that's how it was introduced into our people. No matter how much you tell me that thing is good, its core, its foundation is evil.
Yeah.
How do you expect something great to come from evil? Then for Mina, who's not a believer, I might as well go next door and slaughter everybody. And then 10 years down the line, I can tell you that not was good for you.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It's evil. No matter how you look at it.
Down to the basics.
Yeah, no matter how you look at it, that's what it is. Because at the end of the day, dude, a simple example. There's a church around the neighborhood. I'm not going to say what church. Great thing is that there's so many churches. I don't have to say what church. So now I look at a place. There's a football club also around the neighborhood. The football club needs funding and stuff like that. What's the football club for? The football club is for the neighborhood. The football club is for the neighborhood kids. Instead of the church saying, okay, guys, look, we've got enough money. What we can do is, quick, simple example. What we can do is we buy that football club. That means that all the kids of the neighborhood go into that football club, right? Yes. So now we buy a status of, a Vodacom team. So now, basically, we've started an academy where parents can get employed, where children can stay out of the streets and learn some discipline.
Yeah, right? Something that gives back.
Around the field of soccer, like, you can have, kids commentating, have academies around that, a whole thing.
Exactly. Now, because it's a neighborhood club, you don't have to worry about lodging. You don't have to worry about food for the kids.
Yeah.
After a couple of years, the church and the club will start making money because people will start buying T-shirts, etc. like that. Players will get sold into bigger clubs, etc. like that. Then what have you done? Yeah. You've built an entire economy where there's security services, there's lodging, there's training, there's food, the selling of T-shirts, socks. And then you've got
part of the industry.
Yeah. But now they will never do that because why? It's emancipating people. It means people get to think freely. It means people don't have to come to them every Sunday morning and give an offering. Anybody who's willing to help somebody, you're basically helping somebody. So at the end of the day, they don't need you.
And just now,
tell me which church.
When you go back to the white person, that's why they won't pay us properly, because in their eyes, don't worry, the blacks can live off anything. Watch, give them 3.5, they'll feed a whole family. But they don't know the pain of that, of coming from that. That's why they're gonna keep doing it.
Exactly. So why should they stop? Which church wants to make you free? Which church wants you to think freely? Which church wants you to have your own thoughts? No way is gonna help you out. All you're gonna get is a food parcel, and that's only gonna last you for how long?
Mm. They're not teaching you how to fish.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying,
dude. Like we're not radical enough. We are apologetic in what we want and how we want to achieve it.
Yeah, it's something that is hard to fight, though. It is, in the sense of, okay, you're betraying, like, one, just by, okay, where you are right now, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I'm saying, where you are right now, your ability to think, the way you think, etc. And it's like, okay, there's a part of it which is, like, hip-hop contributed. There's a part where you have to go and betray ideas that your parents have taught to you consciously and unconsciously. So there's a whole lot of undoing that has to be done in order for somebody to get to where you are.
Yeah, I understand that. Look, it's a simple thing. If you can, all you have to do is change yourself and your mentality, right?
Yeah.
As soon as you are able to do that, you are able to inspire and change someone else who's watching. Sometimes you don't even know that you are actually doing it.
And the thing is, it always starts from a simple place. It always starts from like within, and then you radiate all of that energy out. Once you accept, we're talking with a friend about classism. Once you actually see the beauty of classism with you, once you know where you are in the system, you can work your way up and stuff like that. So you need to first internalize and then radiate it out.
Dude, yeah, there's some things you have to do. And once you are able to do that, you motivate somebody to be able to do the same. I can give you a simple example. Look at Madrid with Cristiano there and Madrid without Cristiano there. Just one player. And they seem a shadow of themselves. But that one player who was there, his work ethic, his hustle, the way it was contagious. All you have to do is change yourself. And people start noticing. Like right now, the way I dress up, I only wear black chinos, a Bishwain t-shirt, and a Bishwain jacket. I got 5 jackets. I got like 4 t-shirts, Bishwain t-shirts. If I'm not wearing a Bishwain t-shirt, I'm wearing a plain t-shirt. I can't be seen wearing a label.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing actually when I see another black man showing off in labels.
Yeah, I've always hated labels.
You're using your hard earned money and it's going to sit in a guy with a Jets hand at the end of it all.
Dude, that person doesn't care about you, doesn't know you. You know? And then you find someone who comes to me and says, "Yo, dude, give me some of your stuff for free, let me promote it." I'm like, "Nah, fuck you. Give me the same respect you give the guy at Nike. You promote your shit every day. You know, yeah. You buy stuff at Spa. You carry that Spa plastic bag every day and promoting Spa. Spa don't pay you for that. You know, me to pay you. You know, like, and now at the end of the day, look, dude, we as a continent right now, we are hungry because we don't make our own things. We don't build our own things.
Definitely.
You know, there's no reason why our country doesn't have its own car. Because look, it's an entire economy. If we have our own car, it means that the international cars, we put more taxes on them, so it's harder to buy those than we buy our own cars. That means tires are made here. That means engine parts are made here.
It means it's employment.
It's employment. And they'll keep our elders will keep on saying stupid shit like, our economy, we need to build more jobs, we need to find ways of increasing our economy.
Let's get rid of corruption. I say corruption because of the fact that it does play a factor in terms of you trying to cross all the red tape, and that red tape is funded by like General Motors in the United States or any other country that's got cars on the South African roads. So there is somebody who's incentivized to prevent certain progress from happening.
And exactly.
It's also corruption in itself.
Back to the fucking MPs, man, because they're the guys who actually have the real power. And it's actually, we're fucked because one actual party has got so much say. If it doesn't come from the top, then it's not going to happen. So if you're saying, Wootsie, okay, fine, people are hungry, let's make a plan where restaurants are forced to give their money, their other food to here and here, and then those people can eat here, the people that don't eat on the streets. It's a simple problem. But because the people at the law level are not making the laws, people are going to carry on like it's a fucking party.
You see, as you mentioned the restaurants and stuff like that, do you know that in France, it is against the law
to throw away food?
Yeah. Exactly. But now in this country, restaurants and supermarkets throw away food on a daily basis. But there's so many hungry people in this country. They throw away food on a daily basis. But
all you need is like to them to take that fucking food and put it in a fucking freezer, and then like people are not gonna like if like people are not gonna die. At least they're eating, dog. At least they fucking eating. But like they eating because it really is a lot of food that gets thrown away. It's shitloads.
No, remember, we must remember we're in Africa, you know. The Europeans are taking care of Europe. Yeah. That's one thing we need to understand. And until we start taking care of us, until we start buying what's us, we've got a problem. Here's another example. A Tembisa prof. Can we let's say 1 million people live in Tembisa, correct? Let's estimate.
It's probably more, but yeah.
Yeah. Let's say 1 million people living in Tembisa. Everybody in Tembisa with a funeral policy of 300 rand a month. That means 300 million is leaving without fail debit order every month. It's coming out of the community. 300 million every month. Now, with 300 million every month, imagine that place. Imagine what that place could look like with 300 million every month.
Yeah.
And now,
even with 100 million, right?
Yeah. Those same funeral policy, Sanlam and stuff like that. It's right now people are struggling. Do you hear Sanlam saying, no, listen, we're going to donate ABCD? They still want their money. They still want
all of the policy money. Outsurance, okay.
Church burns in France.
Yeah?
But a church burns in France. Billions.
They'll donate. Billions come out fast for that.
Yeah.
You know,
not for our own people.
We are not militant enough. We beg.
We're not organized. Now,
not I see organized. We're not ruthless. We're not willing to do whatever it takes. Yeah. We are organized. We can organize a march, but can anyone pull the trigger?
No, beyond the march. A march is easy. A march is one day. Like we're failing with the long term stuff. We're failing if somebody doesn't get greedy along the way and loses power and then shuts down the whole operation. Like, it's just it's always the same. Like, we're stuck.
Exactly. If I get where Fusion is coming from, in a sense of like if we weren't militant enough, like along the line, somebody gets greedy with like, okay, cool, let's get rid of this person now.
Done.
So that's it's like, the spirit of what you're trying to explain would spread across that if somebody behaves in the opposite way, he'd be out of that chain,
you see, guys, if you're having an economical conversation or political conversation with somebody and they say, but investors, but constitution, that person is not for the betterment of the continent.
Yeah,
as soon as someone tells you, as soon as someone mentions the constitution, it's either he doesn't understand what he's talking about or he's not for the betterment. Because no one must tell you about the constitution. No one must tell you about. Huh?
You don't understand the system to know where you are in the system. You don't understand the system and accept which you're at the bottom of the system. As a black person, you're at the bottom of the system. Okay, fine.
Yes.
We have black people that get rich. Now, and like you said earlier, people must do whatever they want with their money. But at some point, at some level, you got to make home look nice. Like, no, like, but Nigeria right now, all of the ministers, whenever they get in trouble and sick, they fly out. They couldn't do that now. They couldn't do that now because they hadn't fixed home. They're like a bad bitch in Joburg who left at the Zlalis and hasn't sent back money home, but is living the lifestyle.
Ish, dude. We're not militant enough. In a militant. If you know that, listen, me being corrupt, it means that one of my boys could kill me for this shit. Are you gonna be doing that? You know, like I say when someone tells me about my constitution, I'm saying fuck the constitution. We can change the constitution to whatever we feel like. It's our country, but it's our land.
The people
that's how it should be.
Power are thinking about themselves equals. That's the problem.
No, look, dude. Look, let me put it this way. If God forbid, I become president. God forbid I become president. Because if I become president, I will remember every single corrupt politician who was in this country, and I am going to rip the last, every single cent of wealth from their family. Even if it means that they died 20 years ago, I am going to make sure that family ends up in a shack. If you married into that family, you all end up in a shack as well. If any of your family members were corrupt in this time now, if any of your family members, look, if any corrupt, all the corrupt politicians were corrupt this time, if I'm president in 20 years' time, I'm going to make sure the entire family is in poverty. We're going to wipe the entire family from the face of the map. It's that simple. It's that simple. That way, would you ever be corrupt knowing that someone will do this to my entire family, even people who married into this family?
But Leon Togengeko gets South Africa's accountability because people...
Yeah, people get away with stuff.
Remember the Sasa scandal a few years ago with Uba Zabi, where somebody had paid the money for the status quo to survive. Let me tell you what our government had paid to do. They had paid to move 5 years worth of social grants into an American company's account for them to make a payout to us.
Wow. So paying...
Imagine the
wow.
Interest that is made by that company alone.
Yeah, I ain't sure, mind you. You see, with that, I also go back to we're not militant enough. Yeah. Till 2000s, till in the 2000s, Israel was hunting down Nazi sympathizers and former Nazi officers.
Yeah,
Israel didn't ask. Yeah. Israel didn't ask permission to do that. They basically come into your country, they locate that person, they bag and gag him, put him in a plane and take him back to Israel for trial and execution. With us, with us as South Africans, let's say for instance, with the apartheid government, that's what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to hunt down every single officer who committed any crimes against our people and put him to the stake. You know, that way we're building a mentality of accountability, because those people were never taken to jail. You know, those people didn't pay the consequence. They didn't pay the consequences. There's no culture of accountability. If you can pay your way out of it, you pay your way out of it.
And the thing is, it mustn't be them. We must be accountable to ourselves as well. You can't take an African lead and go try and get what are they in the international courts. Nah, get tried in African court, not the international court.
Dude, look as Africa, we are lost because look at George Bush and Tony Blair did not go to court for war crimes against Iraq because they said they were going in there for weapons of mass destruction, which was found out to be that they were lying. Not that they didn't find weapons of mass destruction, they found out that they were lying. But nothing was ever done. It's a simple thing. Each and every single African in the world, come back to Africa, let's rebuild, let's live here, let's trade amongst each other. You want a microphone?
Pull a China on the world.
Yeah, you want a microphone, we'll start making our own microphones. You want a phone, we'll start making our own phones. We trade amongst all of us.
So, China's stealing ideas, but like you can't keep basic human ideas in one country. You got to share with the rest of humanity. We're all in this together because the resources come from us, motherfucker. You better show us how to make this shit.
Dude, for now, I'm proud of Zimbabweans, dude. Like, I tell people, respect the Zimbabwean man when you come across a Zimbabwean man, because yes, Zimbabwe is poor, it's impoverished right now, but guess what?
They own themselves.
Yeah, that land, those diamonds, that gold, that platinum, everything in 100 years' time, it'll belong to Zimbabweans. And should they find ways to capitalize in it 100 years' time, they will. While in this country, every single day, we are being stripped of our gold, our platinum and diamonds. They are going overseas. Every single day, we are losing wealth. We are losing a reason to print money. You know, a reason to be rich. Every day. You know, I respect Zimbabwe. Forget about how they went about it. But the fact that they went through it and now who's it? Chairman Mao once said, "You sacrifice a generation for the betterment of the country," which is why he ended up. Yeah, he killed 70 million Chinese people. That's an entire generation. And look at China today. Same thing with Zimbabwe. An entire generation has been sacrificed, so Zimbabwe can be great.
Yeah. Well, so what the problem is that we're afraid to be the sacrifice.
People want to live this Western life, you know. It's nice, you know. Electricity, driving cars, McDonald's, Wi-Fi. You know, Wi-Fi, girls drinking Moet, you know. Nobody wants to do what needs to be done. And unfortunately, look, here's the sad part about our politics is that our elders are fucking us over. And right now what our elders are doing is that they are grooming and brainwashing people our age. They're brainwashing people our generation to think like them. Because now when people our generation who are brainwashed in by them, when they get into power, they'll never correct those mistakes. They'll never take people to court. They'll never take people to jail. That's the sad thing. Amongst us is a traitor.
Oh man, it's been so great. Where can people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you, bro?
Oh shucks. Facebook. Okay.
This man is not on social media. He's only on Facebook.
No. Right. Look, I have platforms, right? So now you can text me on Facebook, you can text me on Twitter, you can text me on Instagram, you can email me at sfiso@beastrand.com. I'm
share
there.
Your handles but, and
okay. It's on Twitter, it's beastrand underscore. On Instagram it's beastrand underscore. And then on Facebook, it's Fiso XI Tukwana.
How do you spell Beast Rand, bro?
Beast Rand.
Beast Rand.
Okay. Yeah.
BEASTRAND.
Yeah.
That's a play on the East Rand.
All right, man. Black House Talk.
It's Black House Talk. Yo, thank you for pulling through.
No, bro. No, gentlemen, thank you for having me. Eh?
We have to do this again. It's dope.
Whenever you got more anger and you want to speak, you must just hit us up.
Don't worry, I'll take you out.
Shut, bro.
Any last words?
Be black and beautiful. That's it.
Black and beautiful. Black House. Niambi. Oh, Beast Rand. We outie.
Thank you right, for listening.
Just
you're now tuned in to RadioDR.co.za.